changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today we're going to talk about the ego trap. And I realized this years ago. We all have an ego. We all have that rude roommate. We all have that negative side of us, that downside of us. And by down, I don't mean depressed. What I mean is that we are that angel and that devil on our shoulders. That's who we are. And it is always the balance. It has been put in millions of different ways. God and the devil, which is really the concept in the way the book Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, which I'm reading right now, contextualizes this. We all have that rude roommate. We all have that ego. We all have that negative side of us. And it never goes away. That's one of the things we always have to remember, is that what we have to do is feed it. I love the, I think it was Don Miguel Ruiz who talked about the wolf concept, and a lot of people have used the wolf concept, that we all have two wolves within us, wolf, you know, and we all have two wolves within us. We have one that is a noble, caring beast that is filled with love and compassion for itself and others. We also have a conniving, snarling, vicious beast within us. And then, of course, the story goes in Native American culture, the grandfather is telling the young boy, and he says, well, which wolf wins? And the answer is, the one you feed. The one you feed, the one you give attention to. If you're giving yourself positive, 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 you're going to remain positive. Especially right now with the stuff I'm going through personally, it is so important to me. It's like, I can't just listen to the radio, because the radio is a random selection of songs. I need to pick songs that are going to keep me upbeat and inspired. And there's all those hours that we used to sit and talk every day or whatever. And now I fill those with audiobooks, and they're all positive, or I listen to things on YouTube. So for you, I know some of you are going through some tough stuff. You've told me. And that's what part of this is for. That's why it's so important to make being a jumpstart a part of your day. And thank you for doing that. So let's talk about the ego trap. How do we get trapped by the ego? Well, if the ego is that dark side of us, what Jung would call the shadow side, the evil side, if we all have that, okay, I just got an unusual thing. If we all have that, how does it show up in our lives? Well, one of the ways that it shows up is in this ego trap. All right, so your ego is your limited self, your frightened self, your scared self. It's your survival self. I wish Teddy would sit down. Let me show you what he's doing right now. He's watching this guy. I want to set the phone on Teddy, but as soon as I do, well, there we go. Now he sat down. So your ego is that estranged, frightened part of you, and we all have it. And one of the things that it does is that when it gets frightened, when it gets scared, when it gets upset, is it tells you to do bad things. It tells you to react badly. It tells you to react harsher than you should. When it feels frightened, it goes, get 'em. It's that idea we talked about one time, where if you take two people and you say, please squeeze, ask one person to squeeze the other person's arm, they'll squeeze it, but then you ask that person to squeeze back at exactly the same level. And when they do, they'll always squeeze harder. The ego reacts stronger. It reacts harder. It reacts harsher. As you've heard many times, the ego always speaks first and the ego always speaks loudest. And we all have this. So what the ego does is it tells you to do something, say something, respond in a negative way, etc., etc., etc. I don't know about you, but almost every email that I've regretted sending, and this was years ago because I now kind of don't let myself do it, is first thing in the morning. When you're up first thing in the morning and you read something and your ego is still in control, you're kind of blurry-eyed, not awake, and your ego goes, get him! So here's what the ego does. This is the trap. The ego says, get them. Then after you go get them and the person responds, or you deal with the fallout of your harshness, your meanness, your negativity, then the ego goes, can't believe you did that. What the hell is wrong with you? I can't believe you did that. Can you relate to this? The ego literally tells you to do it and then goes, what, you are a piece of crap. Why would you ever do something like that? And you're like, well, you told me to. There is this beautiful representation of this exact concept on the TV show Big Mouth. Now, Big Mouth is the dirtiest TV show I've ever seen. It's on Netflix. It is about teenage adolescents, and each one of the teenagers has a semi-visible, invisible hormone monster, which is just going around trying to, like this. Well, even the girl, Jessie, has a hormone monster as well. And her hormone monster is played by Maya Rudolph. And she's always saying, tell them this, tell them this. And I'm trying to impersonate the voice she does. She does this great Southern drawl. Tell them this. And then when she does that, the hormone monster goes, why would you ever do that? Well, that's your ego. I'm sitting in the sun as much as I can, especially in the morning. Because what I find is, even with the beautiful view from my condo, when you're going through a tough time, you need some sort of sunshine, vitamin D. And I know some of you all are, and I know there's not much sunshine. I mean, do what you can to get some sunshine. I mean, even put on YouTubes of sunrises, whatever. Do what you can, because your ego, the more sad you are, the more frustrated you are, the more hurt you are, the more angry you are, the more your ego comes out. And when it gets you to act, or I should say react, then it's going to make you feel bad about yourself. And the weird thing about yourself is, get ready for this. If you could react and then go, okay, I'm going to work on that and really make plans not to do that, and then completely forgive yourself, your ego goes, damn, I missed half the process. He took away half the process from me. The process is supposed to be that I convince him to do something stupid or hurtful, or you, she, and then I turn around and I tell her, you're a piece of crap for doing that, or how dare you do that, or you're so stupid, and then... So the ego has a two-step process. It's to capture you, and then it's to stick you with a stick. I think about it literally being in a cage. The ego entices you into the cage, and then it pokes you with a stick. And the only way around this is to recognize that voice of the ego. Remember, the ego speaks first, the ego speaks loudest, the ego speaks meanest. The ego never wants to wait for you to breathe 10 breaths. The ego never wants you to wait 24 hours. And we all have one. And right now, we're stressed, y'all. Like I said yesterday, or was it day before yesterday, we talked about the stress of the pandemic is now. The stress of the pandemic is waiting to be the next one to get our shots, or waiting for enough people to get our shots. It's like that idea we talked about, it's the hope that kills you. It's that light at the end of the tunnel. Now that we see it, it's like, when is it going to get here? And that increases that stress, and it lets our egos out. So be careful. Be careful. I don't want to see you trapped. I don't want to see you poked. I thought about that. I thought about all of you sitting out there kind of sad, kind of alone, not able to do what you're normally able to do. And your ego is going to entice you in, maybe get you to say, do, or act something stupid. It could be even not even taking care of yourself physically, eating too much, drinking too much. And then you get on the scale and going, what the hell is wrong with you? That's what your ego does. That's when it pulls out the stick. So the ego very clearly has a trap. The only way to avoid the trap is to avoid getting in the cage. It's a two-step process. You got to avoid getting in the cage. And I've done tons of these on how to do that. So I'm going to check back in with you. And now that I said check back in with you, it means it's time for you to click share and type the word shared. If you're here for the first time, please let us know. We're just going to say hi, because we love having first timers here. All right, going back, Brittany Lynn here says, thankful for 4 days off after working 36. I saw that. That's great. Barbara Joe is here. Interesting. I like the analogy of two wolves, says Brittany Lynn. Yeah, there's so many. If you look back, I'll bet you there's 10,000. If you every culture has that positive and negative inside of us. And Christianity just seeks to externalize it, which is fine. It's another representation. Howdy, says Meemaw. You notice I have to tip my head up because these are, anyway. Solar powered, says Jennifer. Good. Good morning from Central Valley, California, says Julia and Derry. I'm not seeing share. I'm looking for the word share. Teddy, what are you looking for right now? People to share? That's what I thought. Michelle Bland, I spoke with a friend yesterday. We came up with a code for word for when we feel that darn ego peaks its ugly head. That's awesome. It's Maui. You can think of a beautiful place and be negative. Love that. Jerome Johnson's always the man. He's the first one to click shared. Who else is going to click shared along with Jerome? So here's the thing. I don't know why I feel the need to do this, but I always do date myself. I'm 61. And I guess I've always thought that the ego was going to completely go away. And what I found is that one of the things that it took me years ago was to realize, how do I put this? When I would get tired, normally tired, like everybody does, which I do around 9 o'clock at night, and I get tired like everybody does, my ego would literally start creeping out, you know, like, oh, you didn't do this today, or you should have said that, or so-and-so doesn't like you, or whatever. The ego's like, nah, 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 nah. And I would get sad, which is not a good way to go to bed. And I finally said to myself, I'm not sad, I'm just tired. I'm not sad, I'm just tired, it's okay. And the other thing is, you need affirmations. You need affirmations. You need something that when your ego wakes you up at 2 a.m, which it will, and it does, you need something that says, I am, okay? I am okay, I am good, I am deserving. That's one of the ones I'm using right now. I am okay, I am good, I am deserving. And if you just keep saying it, the ego will go, yeah, but, and you'll go, I am okay, I am good, I am deserving. I am okay, I am good, I am deserving. You know what the ego can't deal with? Relentless affirmations, relentless positive affirmations. It finally goes, okay, 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 okay. And then it pissed off storms away. Don't you see the ego being that way? Hey, so glad to see some of you are recognizing some of your own friends whom you have shared and have brought them here. I love the idea of Maui. Chris says, here we are, first time from Milwaukee. Yay, everybody say hello, Chris, in Milwaukee. I love Milwaukee. I've spoken there several times. Never toured a brewery, going to next time. Jennifer says, share, shared. Again, I hope Linda says, shared, shared. Look at all the shares. All right, share, 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 share. Hi, Chris, glad you're here, says Linda. Chris, we are glad you are here. Awesome. Chris, thanks, Linda. Listen, we do this every single morning. We get up and jumpstart our day in a positive way. And so I hope you'll join us every single day, wherever you are, and whatever time of day. I know we've got people in Australia, we've got people in India, we've got people in UK, we've got people in Czech Republic, we've got a bunch of people in Czech Republic, we've got people in Taiwan, and we'll get 50 people watching at any given time right now, but in the next hour or so, several hundred are going to watch, and in the next day, thousands. And it's all because you're part of this community and click share. We want people to be happy as they start their day. We want to give them ideas to make their day better. We want people to stop complaining and start living. Susan says, shared. Barbara Jo says, amazed how I am receiving this from you, your work, your mind from that place in the world. Thank you. A great friend also states your ego is not your amigo. Love it. I've never heard that. I thought I'd heard all, you know, ego references, like ego stands for edging God out or something like that. I love being free from my ego. Yes, thanks for the ideas so much. Hi, Chris. Everybody's saying hi, Chris. So one last thing, and I'm going to say TTFN, right? Ta-ta for now. And that is that I've been sitting here talking to you for days, right? doing my jump starts. We missed a few days because of the weather, and I had to do some recordings and stuff like that. But the days I've been here, I've been like, hey, look at the dolphins. Oh, see, one just broke behind me. It was so close that Teddy noticed it. And we've gone, dolphins, right? And in reality, there it goes again. There's another one. Those are sharks. If you didn't hear me say before, I'm pretty sure they're either black tits. There goes one. Now that one very clearly, these are sharks. And this little lagoon, which is where everybody swims, is full of them. So it's, yeah, those are sharks. I've been watching for hours. There's a dude over here. So, hey, dude. Anyway, yeah, I've been watching for hours, days, actually. I thought there were dolphins. Looks like there's sharks and tarpon mixed in with them. Yeah, reef sharks, but you can also see big scaly things, and I think they're red tarpon or something. Anyway, yeah, so the thing I wanted to point out was, in my mind, I was surrounded by a magical place, and in reality, I was surrounded by sharks. So, choose to be in the magical place, okay? There may be sharks around you, but you're safe where you are. Believe that, know that, come back here every day so we can collectively affirm that. And listen, if you've got an issue or something like that, send me a private message. If you're working with something, I'm not talking about I'm gonna do private counseling, but if you've got something that we can turn into a jumpstart for other people, that's what I'm looking for, because we're all going through similar stuff. All right. And by the way, like I said, I've got this stars enabled. It just said enable stars and you can make money with Facebook. I have no idea what it is. I'm not asking you guys for money. If anybody knows what it is, let me know. Thanks so much for helping me jumpstart my day in a positive way. Love you all. I will see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing.